Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Uranus is spewing X-rays.
I saw this. Every time there's a Uranus story, people send us it from everywhere.
Especially if it's spewing X-rays.
Right.
The most likely cause for the spewing of the X-rays is the sun, but that's not all. NASA has called for scientists to actually look in more detail at Uranus. They say that there are hints that at least one other source of X-rays is present. One possibility is that the rings of Uranus are producing X-rays themselves, which is the case for the rings of Saturn.
Have they lost the battle called Uranus?
No.
Do people still say that?
Well, with me, but that's it.
What about
they're generally winning.
The scientific community, do they just say Uranus? Or are they get all hoity-toity and go Uranus?
It's about 50-50 from what I hear.
They say your butthole.
It's always been Uranus. It's always been Uranus.
X-rays have been detected in
your rectum.
Most of the planets in our solar system, but not in the so-called ice giant of Uranus. The research, published in the Journal of Geophysical Research.
Uranus
is a particularly intriguing target for X-ray analysis due to its unusual orientations of its spin axis and its magnetic field.
It spins on its side, that's
yes,
right.
It does. Uranus yeah. spins on its side, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
We learned that in a song.
Yeah.
It's a spinner.
Side spinner.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh, we got him here? Hang on a second here.
New special.
Hang on, play the clip here.
I'm convinced that all Home Depot is. It's a charitable endeavor to let elderly people think they still have a purpose in life. They give them these orange aprons, and they're like, here, just stand here. People are going to ask you questions. They're going to want to know the location of something. Just yell out a bingo number. And then they're going to go looking for it. You yell out B6, and they'll be like, okay. And then as soon as they leave, you run as quick as you can and go the other way, because they're going to try to find you again. Get to the door section as fast as you can. One of those doors, the third one on the left, is actually a real door. Open it. There's a stairway that goes down to the basement. The rest of the employees will be down there playing poker.
The new special is Sweet Home Malabama. It's available on YouTube, Pandora, Spotify, Apple Music, and more. International funny guy Eddie If joining us.
Hey Eddie, how you doing, man?
Hey guys, how are
you? Been a while. How you been? How the pandemic treats you? How long you been back? Where were you isolated at your house somewhere?
Well, up in Malabama. I live right up above Malibu.
Okay.
I tell people I live in Malibu, and they're like, whoa, ritzy. And I'm like, hold on. I'm like, down on the ocean, $40 million. mm-hmm. up in the mountains. Guys that operate on their own scrotums.
Okay.
Malabama.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a middle class neighborhood.
You've told us those stories
in Malibu.
You've told us about Malabama a lot, yeah.
it's a creepy place. We had somebody just recently, they said one of our neighbors had 11 alpacas killed by a mountain lion, and everybody's like, "Oh my God, I can't believe the mountain lion did that." And I'm like, "Wait a minute. Can we please talk about the fact that somebody has 11 alpacas?"
So you stuck in the house for what, 7, 8, 11 months, whatever, like the rest of us?
Yeah, I was stuck here with the wife and two kids, and I was telling people, I go, it's like prison. They're like, "Oh, come on." I'm like, no, I found a shiv in my daughter's room.
Yeah, you got to be going stir crazy because you go all over the world. What country do they love you in that we would be surprised they're into American comedy?
Where did I do well that I was surprised? The Middle East.
The Middle East?
The Middle
really?
East. I did well in Dubai. I had good shows. Abu Dhabi, Bahrain.
Did they understand? Know. They get the Home Depot joke?
They have KFC. They have Pizza Hut. They've got everything there, so they probably do have Home Depot.
Okay.
And one thing people all over the world do is they understand English.
They do.
Can you imagine a foreign-speaking comic coming to this country? He wouldn't make it.
No. Well, obviously, why would they? I'm not going to go watch them. I don't speak.
Yeah. But no, people all over the world go to see Eddie F.
Yeah, but Mr. Bean did well. He doesn't speak at all.
No.
Yeah, right.
That's a good example there, Eddie.
That's an example.
Are you back on the road yet?
I have done like 4 shows since the pandemic started. One was on the beach to some homeless people.
Yep.
One was on a loading dock in North Carolina, people sitting in a parking lot.
Right.
And the other was in a, it was like an illegal show in a flower shop. I think they were just growing weed in a, like in the back. And they were like, "Hey, come, you want to tell jokes? Everyone's high."
Did the one at the beach, they want to see you, or did you just walk up and start doing comedy in front of them?
No, they like did a show at this like beach bar, and they charged all these people to come to the show.
Right.
And then behind them, like there's like 100 people inside, and then behind them is like 1,000 people.
Right.
That just came for free.
Oh, yeah.
and I kept making fun of the people that paid. Like, these people behind you? They're a lot smarter than you.
I didn't even think about it that way. When you
look at your website here, did you make all of these tour dates?
Or none? I think I stopped March 10th. I was in Australia, and I wasn't doing my meet and greets or shaking hands with people. And all these Australians like, "Oh, mate, you're one of those people. You believe this crap?" And I'm like, "Yeah. I do."
Man, of course we believe it, yeah.
Yeah, and they were like, "Oh, mate, it's not going to happen." And I was like, "Yeah, it is."
I see Omaha is on here, end of June.
Yeah, I think I canceled that one out. Everything would get rebooked and then canceled, and then rebooked and then canceled. I've done a few dates. I'm doing Las Vegas next week. I'm at the MGM Grand. But, yeah, it's been really, really, really weird. I can't get into Australia. I can't get into Canada. And I'm even vaccinated, and they won't let me in.
That's because you're American.
Yeah, you're American, right?
American. I mean, I think it's because of my vaccine. I got it from some dude down the street.
Yeah, we're all about, one of us is vaccinated. Our buddy Nick is vaccinated, our comedian friend, and the rest of us are one shot in, so we're almost getting our second.
We're going to go for 4 or 5 doses, though.
Yeah,
just to be sure.
Yeah, I did the Moderna, the Pfizer, and I drank 3 shots of J&J.
Oh, you drink those? I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah. That one's only 65%. So you can drink that one straight.
Eddie F. Sweet Home Alabama, available on YouTube, Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, and more. Where'd you film this one?
I filmed that at the Ice House right before the pandemic started.
Oh, God. Got it. Okay.
And we were just filming it as a spec to show Netflix to go, "Hey, this is what we can do."
Right.
And no one was supposed to see it. And then we shot it and we were like, wow, we got something. And then everything closed down. I'm like, oh, I really have something.
Right.
I have something that most people don't have.
That's so true. New material on tape and video and everything like that. So what took you so long to get it out? Or has it been out for
a couple? There was like a record negotiation with a record contract in Australia. We sold it to Australian television.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to be on like national TV in Australia 8 times over the next year. So
when do you think those countries are going to let us in since we're getting vaccinated?
I think if it's up to them, never. I think it's so funny that Trump tried to keep immigrants out of America, and what he did was he kept us out of other countries.
That's a great line. It's true as hell, too, for that matter. Yeah, because you make your living a lot of places, too, besides the United States, Eddie, so I want you to be able to get out and do that. That sucks, though.
They won't even let me quarantine. Like, Australia has a 14-day quarantine if you're an Australian citizen.
Right.
Like, you go there, they put you in a hotel room, and it's like prison.
Yeah.
And then you get out of prison, and you get you're free, man. I can't even do that. We're asking for an exemption. They let some athletes do it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to apply for an exemption. I really, to be honest, though, I don't want to sit in a hotel room for 14 days with there's this person that I don't want to be in a hotel room with, and it's called myself.
Things get a little dangerous there. But I understand that. But if they're going to keep showing the videos in, this video, I should say, this special in Australian TV, you're going to become, hey, we got to go see this guy. Well, he ain't allowed back in the United States. It's going to cause more of a push. So when you're finally there, maybe you're talking
huge. If you're a TV star, maybe they'll let you in. Maybe they will grant you an exemption.
I hope so. I hope it's not one of these things like, you remember him from, 5 years ago when America had COVID? Yeah, I don't know. I think the only place we're allowed in is Brazil right now.
Yeah, you don't want to go there. Even with the vaccine, you want to be in Brazil, that's for sure. Sweet Home Alabama, once again, YouTube, Pandora, Spotify, Apple Music, and more. Eddie Ift, you can follow Eddie on Twitter at Eddie Ift and Instagram Eddie Ift. The website is eddieift.com, and you'll get all these dates changed or back up or something like that eventually.
Yeah, I'm going to put them up soon. I talked to Colleen trying to get to Omaha.
Good.
Very soon. Good. To see you guys.
Well, we're going to be vaccinated by the time you get here. You'll be vaccinated, so we get to have. So we haven't had anybody in the studio in a whole year except for us, basically. So.
Oh God, yeah. I miss it so much.
Miss you too, man. You take care and good luck with the video. Excuse me, with the special,
hey,
I should say.
Yeah, let us
thanks,
know.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Let us know when you've rescheduled.
Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate it.
I will definitely.
All right, take care.
All right, see you guys.
Eddie Ift, Sweet Home Alabama.
YouTube, Pandora, Spotify.
Did Eddie the guy, he was the one telling us about his neighborhood. The fires were close to his house.
Yeah, that was the whole big story.
It was coming back to me now.
Yeah, and that's not even, like, you can just go on YouTube and just watch that for free.
Exactly right.
It's right there. Yeah. I had it up this morning grabbing that clip.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.